If there are teenage girls in your life, you probably do not need to be told that there's a new movie coming to the big screen, Twilight, this weekend. You may know that it's about vampires. It's based on a blockbuster book series. And film critic Kenneth Turan says teenagers will totally love this movie.
I am not now, nor have I ever been, a 13-year-old girl. But Twilight made me wish I could be, at least for a couple of hours. It would help me appreciate a movie that has been targeted to that demographic with the specificity of a laser weapon. When Twilight opens, 17-year-old Bella is moving to tiny Forks, Washington, to live with her dad. Twilight's notion is that Edward is a sexy vampire, and Bella is very much alive. Placing this conflict in high school, where emotions are extreme and every moment is a crisis, was the masterstroke that created a phenomenon.
You know, your mood swings are kind of giving me whiplash.
I only said it'd be better if we weren't friends, not that I didn't want to be.
What does that mean?
It means if you were smart, you'd stay away from me.
Okay, well, let's say for argument's sake that I'm not smart.
I'd rather hear your theories.
I have considered radioactive spiders and kryptonite.
It's all superhero stuff, right? What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
You're not.
Twilight treats high school emotions with unwavering, uncompromising seriousness. Laurence Olivier, attempting Shakespeare, didn't approach his material with more reverence. Even before the plot kicks in, Bella demonstrates the film's key attitude. As a teenager, she is, by definition, a deeply superior being, elevated far above the dross of everyday life. Forks High School holds no charms for this lofty creature, until she sees drop-dead handsome Edward. Aside from being a vampire, Edward is pretty much the ideal boyfriend. Though the story's action quotient has been increased to appeal to random males who might show up, Twilight is unabashedly a romance. All the story's inherent silliness aside, it is intent on conveying the magic of meeting that one special person you've been waiting for. Maybe it is possible to be 13 and female for a few hours, after all.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. And there is more on Twilight, including our interview with book author Stephanie Meyer at npr.org.